Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the program that tries to help your dollars make a little more sense. Dollars and Cents is sponsored by CEFQ, not a bank better. Always a pleasure to have Denise Moore in our studio. She is, of course, the CEO and founder of the Minority Business Development Center. And we're here to talk about a variety of things. I see you have your April calendar in front of you.
Yes, I do. And it's quite busy.
It is quite busy. You had a very busy March. We're into April. You know, one of the big things happening is the eclipse. Do you have your glasses?
I do have my glasses, yes.
All right.
We want to be safe.
Indeed.
And we can't buy at the grocery store, so we want to make sure the ones we have are as protected as possible.
And you can't look at the sun directly, but you're looking at solar energy. And when we talk about the month of April, you got a couple of dates that you want people to save when we talk about the solar space.
Absolutely. So some years ago, and some people may be aware, that the state of Illinois developed or came out with a program called the Future Energy Jobs Act.
Future Energy Jobs Act.
Yes. And the short name for that was FEJA.
FEJA.
And what FEJA sought to do was to introduce or the state to renewable energy opportunity. And as it relates to the city of Peoria, there was an initiative that was hosted at Illinois Central College to train workers in the renewable energy field, specifically in solar energy. And so there may be some people out there who participated in that training. It was a free opportunity, free training, to learn how to install solar panels. And that program, FEJA, has now morphed into what is called CEJA, the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act.
From FEJA to CEJA.
Yes. And similarly, CEJA is seeking to not only train workers in this field, but also to train contractors who may be interested in becoming solar installers or renewable energy installers. And when we talk about renewable energy, we're talking about solar,
wind,
electric vehicles, that kind of thing. We're also talking about energy efficiency and even getting down to weatherization. And so we have a program coming up in the next couple of weeks that is seeking to bring people to learn about that.
Okay. And I'm glad you started to define alternative energy because that is what we know is the way of the future. And we know at the federal level, President Biden has introduced various initiatives along those lines at the state level, the governor. And so now we're seeing that at the local level in terms of state effort to bring awareness to it and to let people know that there are opportunities out there. We drive down on the highway, you see the big wind turbines going, you know, that's energy. Your little grandson or niece or nephew might ask, what is that and what is that all about? So the future of energy in our country is really going to depend on people like the ones you want to have come to this event, being involved in this alternative energy space.
Absolutely. And then you talk about going down the highway and seeing the turbines. What about the gas stations now, where you see a lot of the electric charging stations, the electric car charging stations at a lot of gas stations now? Because this is fast approaching, moving throughout the country. We're trying to get green, we're trying to save energy, and outside of being, you know, what some people will call a tree hugger, it really hits your pocketbook.
Well, and then when you go into some residential neighborhoods, you look on the roofs of people's houses and you see these solar panels up there. It's like, hey, what are they doing? How are they benefiting from that?
And what is that costing? And is it, you see them on so many roofs in some districts, some areas, that you have to wonder, how are these people affording this? Because there is a cost to it. And that brings us all the way back to what this event is going to be happening, is going to happen. It will explain a lot of what this opportunity is. And when someone comes and knock on your door and say, hey, I'm from XYZ Solar Company, and we're just canvassing the neighborhood to try to express to you what the benefit it would be for solar energy. And so those people, you always have to be careful who knocks on your door and what information you provide them. But that is why you are seeing these solar panels popping up on people's homes, because they have been educated about what solar energy is and what opportunity it will bring for your pocketbook. And so, as a result of that, on April 23rd and April 24th, that's a Tuesday and Wednesday in the afternoon, on the 23rd, that Tuesday at Illinois Central College, the Minority Business Development Center will be hosting an educational and workshop, and we will be bringing down the Department of Commerce, various state agencies that are involved with solar. And the purpose of this meeting on Tuesday is for individuals who would like to perhaps work in the solar field, or be a contractor in the solar field, or be a developer. And so everything you would ever want to know about solar but were afraid to ask will be answered at this event on Tuesday. The next day is optional. The next day at Illinois Central College, in the same space, will be a hands-on solar installation demonstration. So if you determined on the first day, on that Tuesday, that you would like to get into this field, then we're going to show you at the ground level how solar panels are actually installed on someone's home. And that's a shorter event. That on Wednesday, it's about a 3-hour event, and you get to learn how this is done and participate in the demonstration. Both days we will be offering a free box lunch, because both days are free. Everything, there's no cost for any of this. And if you want to get more information about it, I would encourage you to go to our website, mbdcpeoria.org, and you will see it indicates register for the solar event, and it will describe what I've just mentioned and more about what will happen on those days.
And who are you looking to bring to this event? What's your audience? Who do you hope will attend?
Well, in addition to those who would want to work in solar, those who would want to be contractors in solar, but there may be local governments, municipalities, building owners, nonprofit organizations, churches, who could benefit from solar install either on their roof or on their property site, that just want to know a little bit more about this in a no-pressure, non-sales way. So this Tuesday event, as I indicated, is free. There's no commitments being made. You have to register so we know how many people will be there. But this is the state coming to you and telling you unfiltered what this opportunity is. Unlike someone who may be knocking on your door wanting to sell you a solar system, there is no sales opportunity here. This is all educational.
You realize you said sell you a solar system. A solar system, Denise, you know, like the sun and the earth and the planets revolve. Okay, but I get you. All right. April 23rd and April 24th yes. are save the dates. All right. What else is going on in April? Is that it?
So the Tuesday event is scheduled from 11:30 to 5 p.m. And there's an evening reception, networking reception after that, that is sponsored by Sunrun. Sunrun is a solar company here. That Wednesday, the solar demonstration lasts from 11:30 to about 3:30. And once again, there's going to be a free lunch on that day. Later that afternoon, that Wednesday, April 24th, at 6 o'clock, here in our office at 2139 Southwest Adams, we will have a small business owner's opportunity to speak with IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, their disadvantaged business enterprise certification discussion will take place here in our building. And you don't have to work on an IDOT project to get certified to be able to get other work here in the state of Illinois and here in the city of Peoria with all the grants, with all the work that's coming down through the president's infrastructure program, there's going to be opportunity for contractors to get some of that work, but they need to have various certifications. So on Wednesday, after you leave our solar demonstration at 3:30, that evening at 6 o'clock here in our building, IDOT will talk to small businesses who could receive or be certified under the IDOT's Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Certification. So those 2 days, the 23rd and 24th, are very busy days around here, very educational, and free for the whole day for both days.
All right. Denise Moore, CEO and founder of the Minority Business Development Center. Hey, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Absolutely. I enjoyed it.
And as many of you know, Denise Moore, no lightweight when it comes to all things solar. She and yours truly own Up South Energy.